If you or your team are printing invoices that are emailed to you, you definitely want to listen to this short take on why this is such a poor practice. And then make sure to stick around to the end of this very short podcast as we share a very simple way every company can eliminate this practice.
Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function.
Hi, I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now. Welcome back, guys. I'm here today to talk about a big problem that most of us don't talk about. And this relates to emailed invoices. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with them. And then the problem comes when a processor gets that invoice and they print it. Why is this a problem? They print the invoices because it makes data entry easier for them. Occasionally, there's a regulatory requirement if you're some sort of a government agency, but we believe, and when I say we, I mean most experts and I concur, that that problem will go away as the regulations will be changed and they will no longer need the paper copies in those few instances where they are. So basically, the main reason your processes are printing those invoices is because it makes it easier for them to do data entry. So you're sitting there thinking, so what's the big deal? Think about the amount of paper you're using. Right off the bat, that's money that you're spending to buy the paper, not to mention the time it takes to print the invoice for somebody to get up, go to the printer, and pick up the invoice. There's the time, there's the money for the paper, there's the money for the printer, there's the money for the ink. All of this comes right out of your bottom line, makes your company less profitable. Not only that, there are certain environmental factors. We're not going to talk about all the trees that have been cut down in the name of data entry and getting invoices entered accurately and quickly and easier. So, and there is one more issue. Companies generate tons and tons of paper, and that paper either has to be recycled or it has to be filed. In any event, it's money, okay? All that relates to money. Now, I have a simple solution for this. It's really simple. But before I share that simple solution, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. And if you're watching on YouTube, to ring that bell on the top of your screen so you'll be alerted when we post new episodes, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. Okay, back to the solution. And it's really, really a simple solution. Number one, if you're using an automation solution, increase the usage. We know that companies that have purchased automation solutions are not using them as much as they could. So there's the opportunity to increase usage, whether that means training your staff, working with your staff, or working with your vendors to make sure that they send the invoices through that solution. That's number one, okay? But number two, it does cost a little bit, but when you think about the money that you're gonna save on paper and staff time and recycling and all that, it will quickly pay for itself. And that is to get your processors a second screen. If they have 2 screens, they can simply open the invoice on 1 screen and they can process it on the 2nd screen. And it's pretty easy to do. Don't get them a tiny screen, get them a nice big screen. It's not going to cost you that much. And over the course of time, you know, you'll break even and you'll come out ahead financially. Plus, your staff will love you, okay? That's always a side benefit, having a happy staff. Okay, by the way, you might also like episode 88, which addresses the other big paper nightmare in accounts payable, paper checks, and how you can reduce that headache. On YouTube, a link will appear to it shortly to the left, or probably appeared already. As always, we appreciate a thumbs up and share. Good luck.